Berkshire lawmakers are reacting to Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's State of the Commonwealth address Tuesday.
Mr. Speaker, Madam President, members of the House and Senate, Congressman Neal, Mayor Walsh, Ambassador Flynn, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
The second-term Republican made his remarks on Beacon Hill before legislators and dignitaries. Baker presented a glowing review of life in Massachusetts under his leadership.
Our economy is booming, our unemployment rate is below 3%, and we have more people working than any time in our history. Strong fiscal management and a robust economy have resulted in back-to-back billion-dollar budget surpluses, which we collectively use to double down on our rainy day fund. Today, that fund balance stands at $3.5 billion, its highest level ever by a wide margin. Congratulations.
Baker touched on a topic many in Western Massachusetts were eager to hear about, transportation.
We filed an $18 billion transportation bond bill last year, the largest ever. $11 billion would be invested in road and bridge improvements, with another $7 billion for additional expansion and modernization of transit, commuter rail, and bus service. Our 2021 budget proposal will include an increase of $135 million in operating funds for the T.
One veteran Berkshire legislator was there for his 18th consecutive State of the Commonwealth. Democratic 4th Berkshire District State Representative Smitty Pignatelli.
I was very excited about this very aggressive plan on roads and bridges and culverts. That will have a very positive effect and impact on Western Massachusetts. But I believe he spent way too much time talking about the MBTA in Boston without talking about public transit throughout the rest of the state, which is a serious problem in the Berkshires, as you know as well.
Fellow Democratic Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District was also disappointed about that.
I didn't hear a word about the Valley Flyer. I didn't hear a word about the upcoming Berkshire Flyer. I didn't hear anything about East-West Rail. Nothing like that. So that's an area where, as legislators, we're going to have to try to make sure that we're having the voices of the people we represent heard instead of just a Boston focus, which is normal, I think, for just about any governor.
Democratic State Senator Adam Hines of the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden District, the chief champion of the Berkshire Flyer Project, also expressed disappointment, but said he was heartened by Baker's plans to reduce carbon emissions.
Going to net zero by 2050, committing the state to that. We're in the Senate. In fact, later this week, we'll be releasing an omnibus climate bill that will include the same. And so we seem to be on the same page, and that is very encouraging.
Both Mark and Hines say they also wanted to hear Baker address more about higher ed in the state. When it comes to funding new transportation spending, Pignatelli says that there has been talk of a gas tax. He says he's long been an advocate for a local version of the tax that would keep all of its proceeds within the community generating it.
The MBTA is serious, but when you think about the one penny on the sales tax currently goes directly to the MBTA, and there's still a disaster. That means about $30 to $35 million from the sales tax generated in Berkshire County goes directly to the MBTA. So I've been advocating for, and Representative Barrett especially, let us keep that money. Let us keep it locally. We can solve a lot of our transportation issues if we're allowed to keep the money that we generate ourselves.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.